All right. We'll just finish all the formalities. We just start the workshop.
Okay.
From behind, the purpose of the workshop review and discussion regarding Orange County buildings.
Here we go.
Commissioner?
Okay.
All right. Well, what I called the workshop for is just we've got some different buildings within the our county, and we're wanting to make sure that we're using everything efficiently. But also with Jennifer's office directly was the potential of moving that to more central location within the county to kind of help both people who live on the west side, east side, and that our facility out there where the veterans office is currently located has some available space, and that was the primary discussion of this. But we kind of left it open, so that if there's anything else that comes up that we need to discuss, we can do that within this workshop. But the but that's primarily what it is. So if Jennifer, if you'd like to kind of tell us the scope around it, and then that way we kind of what we've discussed in the board, we can look at what we're trying to do.
What we were just kind of throwing back and forth is if we were able to move social services to the 1442 location, it would give access to your Vada residents and your Orange residents kind of in the center of the county. Since Harvey, we haven't had an office inviter, so our Vada residents are having to drive over to Orange. So we just kind of toyed with that. And then also there are times we have individuals that come in that are veterans. And if we're there within their same office, then maybe Mr. Hammer and I could communicate and maybe get some benefits going or help us understand more what someone may or may not qualify for.
Yeah. And we had actually went with you and with Lori and out to look at the building, and there's the facilities out there with Commissioner Trahan, and just kind of wanted to bring it to the rest of the court to kind of see what we're looking at doing. And then what, other than moving some office furniture, what other things that we need to do to make that happen? And so we'd ask Kurt to come so he could kind of give us an idea of what you think, if there's any issues that we need to look at.
We even talked about the WIC building when we're out there. Right now, all the Vida residents are having to go all the way to Orange because that one's flooded.
Yeah.
And the thought was we can get agreement that we'd move the WIC maybe out to that building and have it all at one location for the whole county.
If UTMB was on board with that, mm-hmm. I mean, that was the idea
room?
To have
mm-hmm.
our services there.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it would kind of group all like services together in the same building, so I kind of like that idea.
Health services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So issues, other than, I know we have to move furniture and we'd have to schedule all that around, you know, what you've already got going on, but
the biggest issue that we have over there is phone service.
Okay.
The phone switch that we have at the veterans office is dated, and it's at capacity due to the fact of narcotics being at the gun range and the mm-hmm. sheriff department being at the gun range. Utilized all the phone lines, so we can't add any phones to the complex. Transportation, the veterans, the sheriff department, and narcotics use that phone switch,
okay.
and it's at capacity.
Okay,
and to replace the phone switch,
okay, that was my question,
would be a ballpark almost $25,000.
Okay, and then but that phone switch,
you replace the whole switch, you can't add on.
No, the switch is outdated, Judge. That they don't make the parts for it anymore.
Okay, so.
Could we have a separate switch for these offices without undoing what we got done there?
Yeah.
Yes, I guess you could, but I did get a verbal quote on a price of what it would cost to replace the switch there, and it would be close to about $25,000. That would put 48 digital lines and 16 analog lines out there at that complex.
Can you get us a price on how many lines are we talking about needing to add?
Well, we have three lines.
Okay.
We have two phone lines.
Yeah.
Also, I think that needs to be
considered. It's a lot. I mean, it's different if you take and put a POTS line, what AT&T calls an analog line, like we've got at your house. That's just an analog line that'll cost you anywhere from $50 to $100 a month. You could take those DID numbers we have here, what she's using, call forward them to another analog line, and have a regular analog phone. Something like what Ms. Beecham has at her office, but that's the only thing you could achieve on that.
If you're going to make a big move and put three, you got three departments over there, and you got transportation over there, like you said, and you got the sheriff's department. And all. To me, the county would be wise to make the investment. If we're going to do that, I mean, if it's going to happen to move, is to make an investment and get a whole brand new system over there.
Yeah, and that would be.
That's going to be functional, that's going to be repairable, and that's going to help everybody get the line and the service that they need on it. Because right now, Commissioner's having trouble with her phone.
Yes, sir.
Denise saw my phone yesterday.
Okay. So then all you got to do, then all of a sudden, so-and-so is going to have a problem, and such-and-so. It just keeps magnifying. If we're going to make a move, you do it right the first time. And
thank you.
How many lines are we going to get out of that new system?
It's going to cost money, though.
48 digital lines and 16 analog lines. That would be utilized.
Sure, we won't fill that up.
I don't know.
No, it's
how many do we have now?
I think we have 26, something like that.
Yeah, so that would give us plenty of capacity with room to grow if we needed it down the road.
Yes,
yeah.
In a number of lines.
You never know if we ever build down there.
If we're moving WIC to a centrally located, which would be consolidating all of the WIC services into one building, what would be the savings from not having to open up offices back in Vider and have offices
that's
in Orange?
Right.
And,
yeah,
there's so wouldn't that be a savings there?
And it would be. And the thing about it is, but that's right. That's up to UTMB.
Right, I understand.
Requested them. I think that they would like the idea. I mean, it would help them too. But that is they're going to be their choice. But on our side of it, same thing is that not having to open another office over there for the health services over there, and have it just one office centrally located, still would be worth the investment to me.
To me, that's when you consolidate, you are working.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we're trying, consolidation, but also using our buildings that we have, and then we can,
I was kind of surprised how much space was in that building. It's a pretty, it's a good sized building.
And it's not being used.
Well,
that's the biggest thing. It's just trying to service. And I know that our folks that live on the west side of the county are having to drive to the forest east part side of the county to get anything done. So, and I think if our only issue is that phone service, then we would have to wait for next year's budget start, which isn't that long to do, and then we can put that into the budget to expend that money. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, do you see any issues? Nothing out there.
We got phones. We're connected to the internet.
Don't you think it all needs to happen?
Anything else?
Everything needs to come down.
It needs to be all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things we looked at too is a consolidation of the admin person out there that could sit in the middle and work both sides when people come in, instead of it being just one individual for that side. When we add that additional person back, because we don't have one yet, that they could service both sides as far as running people back and forth, and that'd be a savings for us there. So,
yeah. Key factors to phone.
Yeah.
There's just things within the offices we would have to make sure, case records were secured so that someone within our office, we may not have access to his records and vice versa. So we just have to make sure there was
security.
Yeah. And while we're on that subject, because you brought me to it anyway before we got there, but the where Representative Phelan's office is at, that access door that goes into the records side of his, we needed some type of a lock on that. Because they actually can walk in there, and they should not be able to. So, and then we need to try to probably do that probably pretty soon, and to get that office locked up, and then so that they can't have access to it. And then whenever we'll have to do the other, when we actually move all out there, if that's what happens, then we'll have to put a lock
on
that side too.
Will Phelan stay out there? I mean, will his rep stay out there, Johnny? Where is he out of? I don't know where
he was located in your office.
He probably will move back there.
Right. And I think that he'll probably move back there because of the same reason.
We have a space for him, yes.
Same reason, because it's, huh?
He said he didn't want to move back to Marshall?
He didn't want to move back. He enjoyed his office
where it was. I never seen there.
Well, he's been in session for 6 months.
We can still probably take care of that. Mark, we approved the program for you to be able to do the applications online in real time.
Right.
Do you have the equipment for them to be able to do that?
Yes. It's all web-based.
Okay.
So it's not a problem.
So you can bring them in, set them up on a computer, let them go to town, or you can help them get through some of that process?
Yes.
Okay. You have anything to add? Okay.
So I guess as far as the move, we just have to look at moving that into the budget, that $25,000, so that we can put that in next year's request to do that for that.
That
additional
would go
deal.
Into next and year's budget.
Yeah, I don't know that we. I don't think we could do it within this year.
But so when do we plan there. For them to move there out of?
Well, he'd have to get. Yeah, he'd have to get the information on the phone system and get that put in place.
So it would be a year next year before you would move there?
Well, not necessarily next year. Next budget, which starts on October 1st.
But you know, John, we,
next century.
Knowing that we won't be getting those tax dollars until maybe mid-November, do we want to move it, do it this budget and go ahead and get it done? Because if not, we're going to be waiting until in mid-November to be able to do it.
Well, we could do that. I can check with Penny to see where we're at with this year's budget, because you know we're trying to make sure trying not to borrow money.
And how much money were the phone lines?
$25,000, is that right, Kirk?
Well, we don't even know how fast it can get it done.
So, Kurt.
He just tried to give me a ballpark figure on the call.
You put everything off for that for January 1st when your taxes come
out. How soon? Yeah.
It's not going to be much difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's find out what our timeline is. Sure. Then we can go from there.
Yeah, get us a timeline on getting the phone system set up, because that'd be the first thing. And then from that point, because they ain't no use to moving in there till the phone system is ready to roll. Right? Because you need it whenever you get there. You need to be able to go.
Yeah, you do.
As Mr. Hammer said, he had lines he's not utilizing. So what is the ability to just direct fire to the lines he's
using? We could do that until, if he hired somebody, then they would want their lines. It's not a problem as far as forwarding your lines.
What is he
going to do? I wouldn't
do
it
until we could use that as a bridge to get to the bigger one down the road.
Yeah.
So you have two lines. How many are you using? Three?
I have a huge, snappy toolbox.
So you'd need three lines. And so how many do you have available out there right now?
That's the only thing in here.
I have three lines. Like one, two, three, four, five. I got five.
One of them is
five. Five homes? No, they're not hooked up. Yeah. Well, we had two offices.
Yeah.
What we did back before when the sheriff department moved out there, because of the hurricane, we robbed the meter, took care of all.
Okay.
To be able to utilize the gun range for phone services. So the VA not utilizing all the office space and all that, we took their line ports and gave phones to the gun range.
So how many do we have available, Kirk? Now I'm kind of
zero on digital.
So we have,
I'm saying. So we probably need to wait till we can get this. Get us a timeline on the digital.
Yeah.
How long that take?
Yeah.
Because that way, if we make the move, we don't want it to be.
I wouldn't piecemeal it. Make a move when it's all ready.
Yeah, I think that's
experience.
The best one.
Piecemealing just don't.
Well, and then your people that we're trying to serve gets, because they can't get out there and get what they need.
Just,
so
just get us a firm price and a firm date on getting the phone service in.
All right.
When will we have an idea when if UTMB is okay with this?
We would have to meet UTMB. I know that when.
I don't think they'd have a problem.
Can you set that up?
I don't think there'd be a problem.
I don't either.
It'd
be more
simple. They're voted September 1.
Okay. Can you set that up?
Yeah.
Because I mean,
and then we'll go to that.
The WIC services are generally the people who are serviced by those services have a difficulty of traveling from the west side all the way to the side.
And their caseworkers that are having to drive.
Right. It's been an extreme hardship on both sides.
And you're also.
They want them to have cars.
Funding if your individuals are dropping off.
No, but our buses.
They're not utilizing the
funds.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, I support a centralized location. I think that's a lot of our thoughts on a lot of different areas in the county of moving more to a centralized. But I don't think long term, if we're going to have to keep the Orange office open, and just moving them to 1442, I don't think that's going to settle too well.
I think the goal is to move the orange one there as well.
It would have to be centrally located.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is we got the transportation department right next, so that helps out.
And they use the transportation.
That's why it all makes sense for centrally located.
Yeah, just if you can set that meeting up, and so we can at least begin discussions with them on the WIC side of it.
The UTMB clinic at the
Forgery and the one at the
So the community center, and then it was the sheriff's office, and then what you
think? They're not using the community center?
Oh, that's not WIC, that's UTMB. The immunization.
WIC was on the old transportation department building.
That was one of the projects that Fannie has been working on and trying to get a portable medical office building to put on the property next to the tax office and buy it. Most of all the paperwork, drawing and all that is with Stephanie and Nancy Ewart waiting on approval. That was the only thing left on the documentation because they approved most of all the paperwork for it. And I don't know where it stands right now, but Nancy should be in court here at 2 o'clock.
For WIC?
I don't know.
For the WIC building.
It's not on the agenda. She wouldn't have an answer for it. But that was part of one of the deals on the relocation of the WIC building. And last time I talked with Ann Glover was to let them know that everything was moving forward. We did all the land survey. Everything was done. I just don't know where it stands with FEMA. Mm-hmm.
That's okay, but that particular...
That
won't affect this, though.
That
particular aspect right there involving the WIC is not going to affect the move of social services that would be later. So what I'm saying is, good to know that they're working on that, because we might just leave it in Vider.
Right.
If that's going to be a billing paid for FEMA, we don't know yet. So but it's not going to be the whole move.
As far as social services, that move can still take place, because that still needs to be centrally located if possible.
Yes.
Because at least if the WIC building stays, they put the new one in Vider. If it gets approved, we have one in Orange. We're still servicing our citizens. Social services, they're all having to come here.
So right now, we have in Orange County two WIC.
We have one right now.
We had two.
Yes, ma'am.
One in Vider, one here.
One Vider, one here. So if we do this, we're consolidating. And wouldn't that save everybody
Well,
money?
If they wanted to consolidate for and operate one office.
I mean,
but that's up to WIC.
Something we have to discuss again. And 10th and 4th grade issue in WIC, but it's also in UTMB Health, and it's well-known.
Does it service a lot from the east side of Orange?
At this point, it's servicing the entire town.
It serves everybody.
It serves everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the main thing is we need price and timing.
Thank you.
Firm price, firm timeline, and then that'll give us an idea of what we can do. All right. Well, that was the main thing that I had for that, so we can't really decide things until we get that information. But like I said, we did kind of leave it as far as Orange County buildings in case somebody else had another discussion that they wanted to do, they could do that today. If there's anything else with the buildings or if there's any updates, I know we got Nancy's going to come and give us a discussion later, but is there anything else, an update on any other buildings we need to know? That's our thought, and that way it serves both sides, and that helps us there. So,
what is the shape of the building at Cordry and 10th?
It's got a new roof on it.
Can we move that new roof?
That roof? Yeah.
Oh, wait,
what
roof? You said
10th
Cordry, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We just had a new roof put on the whole complex.
How does what is the cost to us for that building?
We own the building. I'm not sure what the expenses are. I know they did not pay any kind of
reimbursement.
We just maintain the building. Mm-hmm. That's all.
But they pay their utilities. They do all that themselves, right?
Yeah, we just maintain it.
And we own that big lot next to it also, on that track.
There by North School?
Yeah. So we own the property. Between the track and the building, we own all that.
Yeah.
Well, if you move from there.
No, we're not moving from there.
In the back corner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but if social services will stay right there on 10th and Cordry?
No, they're not there now.
Social services is here. I mean, this is back corner.
Okay.
If they move our office, it'll be out to 1442.
Then they've got that fireplace.
We're talking about possibly moving WIC. Possibly moving WIC, but UTMB Health Services will still stay at 10th and Cordry. That's what we're talking about.
But that's two
services
separate.
That's what I was trying to.
Yeah, the medical services would stay at the 10th.
For the immunizations and all that.
Yes.
We would ask them to move the WIC. That's up to them. The social services is up to us.
Okay.
to centrally locate that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have. So we can. Any other questions?
That all you got?
That's all I got, Tilly. Unless somebody else has another building they want to discuss. That's why I left it open.
Well, I have this building to discuss. Since Lisa's here. Can you get us a cost on getting some Wi-Fi here so we can actually pull up some documents? Here
I'll
court. I hate to put you on the spot, Lisa, but surely it's not that expensive.
I'll tell you one of the reasons that we haven't done it so far is just because you put Wi-Fi in the building and then everybody wants to put their phone on it. Everybody's going to, every time somebody walks in this building and they've got, even if they don't want to get on the Wi-Fi, if they've done it once, it's going to automatically get on again. It's kind of a bandwidth.
As an administrator, can you go in there and kind of, I guess we would ask for
an access
to be an approved device to put on the system and you can lock the rest of them out? Okay.
And I would think that would be, for the general public, we wouldn't want them to have access, but for those in the building,
they need it.
We need it. I mean, and that's kind of the thing. It's like we tried to print some stuff a while ago and we have to email it to ourselves to be able to print, which is kind of crazy, if we could just do it from our device.
So see what the possibilities are, please. And then give us a price, and we'll see if it's something we want to pursue. Thank you.
And 4 years ago it was nice. We could do everything.
Well, while we're here, Kurt,
you
in
have
my
TV,
office,
I'll check track
it's,
the hurricane.
It's a problem.
In
it's not
the office,
a problem. But
every day you can't.
Is there a different thermostat between my office and the rest of the building?
We got to get it.
But I'll deal with it. I'm not going to spend any money. I just want to know if there was something.
If I could only have your office.
Oh, it's crazy.
I'm going to give us a price for all.
Your cleaning lady puts a coat on before she comes to my side.
Commissioners need laptops. And that's what you take them with.
It's most commissioners.
The air conditioning is working.
I've got a printer.
Well, talk about my office and the answer to a closed cell phone on my roof might pay for itself in the first year.
I can't get it.
Hey, I have a question. Been bothering me now for about 2 months since I come back. What's this printer doing underneath here?
I guess you get between your legs.
Huh?
It's where your secret documents get printed.
Put your feet on.
I was just curious. I've got a big old printer right here. It's connected to something.
It was somebody's birthday.
Had a blue card.
And they bought it, and that's the only place they could put it.
It's got a blue card on it or whatever. It's got
but you can't connect to it to print anything.
I mean, I was just curious.
If we're talking about buildings, what have we heard about my Mauriceville building?
I haven't heard anything, ma'am.
That's what I
thought.
Okay. That was going to be my question. Okay. Long-term.
We're going to repair the Mauriceville building. Y'all can go back into it when it's repaired.
And everybody out there.
Waiting on the money from FEMA to release it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the plan is to repair that.
Oh, yes, sir. You can plan to have a substation back if we ever get it redone.
And everybody's
hopefully before you retire.
Apparently, so far, we've looked at a possibility known to man for that location right now. I really think that. So we went from portable building to modular building to redoing that building, elevating that building. I mean, it's just
potentially putting it on wheels where you can move it where you want it. I mean, it's
And they start that at first. They started. They took it down to the studs, and it was looking like okay, we're going to get something done. And then that was in January. Nothing's happened.
Kurt, would you the lot we bought on Guy Lane last storms passed? Can you make sure that that's mowed? We're gonna use that lot to access the Little Cypress Bayou to take a look at it here in the near future.
We're not going to
play
tricks. No, I think we bought it out.
We gotta fix it.
It's gonna be fixed, but I can't.
He's beat up.
No, it's an orange. Come on, I'll show you after this meeting. I'll show you.
The two commissioners were sneaking there one night.
Why should
she
start it? Yeah, that would say we've started something. Yeah.
Y'all laugh.
Well, are we not?
I promise you, I will get you okay. Buildings. I don't know how to do it.
Well, honey, you got it.
Buildings only. Yeah, you know, and like I said, I think that's the thing, that's the frustration that we're having on a lot of our structures that we have with, we're waiting on FEMA, you know, and it's not a fast wait. It's just a slow process, and at some point, we got to decide what we're going to do, but we're going to let this play out, and hopefully Nancy will give us some updated information today.
She always says she's funded.
No, she won't.
She won't? Yeah.
No, I don't think so either.
Okay.
All right, that's all I had.
That's it.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything else on building? Laurie, you want to move? You
that might be an option in the future.
I'm just curious.
We are building a new building up there for you.
You get it from one corner. You put your back in that corner.
Oh no. We're not letting you get out of this building anymore. You don't get to escape.
No, I want her centrally located. I can come talk more.
He could come talk more.
This thing, put it back in that corner back there.
That made
got a fireplace back there and everything, man.
That you got a fireplace?
Huh?
She could put her.
You got to move the. He got to move all of that too.
Well, yeah. Laurie, you want my office, Laurie?
No.
You want my office?
No, I do. I do not you, think that's centrally located.
You don't want my office? Okay, just checking to make sure you didn't want my office.
You can have my Denise came yesterday. Have her
Jennifer, I know that Jennifer's kept her office very nice.
Well, there you go.
I'm sure it's got lots of.
We've improved. What's it
really? We've improved it since. Close this thing up.
Yeah, I was back there in the back. First, I was in the store. That used to be a storeroom.
That's why they put the judge in the storeroom.
They put the storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it used to be part of the storeroom.
Well, that's the thing. Is we. Well, that's the thing. We kind of get this first piece taken care of and get that.
And then, I don't know. You had to have that corner. Now you want to move. I don't understand.
You have me on Park Street. I mean, good.
Yeah, you
where
are.
Did you have her? On Park Street.
The shoulder's building.
Oh. And there you go. There you go.
You talking about
it
well, she progressed and finally we let her come over here.
Yeah, Bridge to Parkland.
Yeah, finally we let her
come
in.
You were back where UTMB was at the hospital? Is that where you were?
The back building that we had a clinic back.
No, she was back there. That big old.
But the education building was in the back.
Kind of? Yeah, that's okay. Where she used to be. Then she moved to Shoulders Building. Then we let her back in the corner.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, apparently if she's misbehaving, they're kicking her out of this building. So, I don't know.
Well,
there you go.
After a while, you need to move her.
Just because.
Where's her welcome?
Years.
Just because.
Well, before we digress any farther, that's all I have.
I'm done.
All right. Waiting on further details. That's all I had.
Workshop closed.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Okay.